I know it's an awful tough loss for your team. Sabetha just was able to have a little bit extra in the end in the overtime there, hitting a lot of free throws in that extra session.
Yeah, I made the free throws. You know, but missed their free throws to give us a chance to get to overtime. And, you know, Bo shot 6 inches short from half. You know, that'd been one to remember right there. But, you know, like I just told him, I said, you know, if you would have given yourself a chance to go to state 6 months ago, you know, play a team that's, you know, ranked above you and take them to overtime, got a chance to win, I'm sure you'd all take it. And, you know, it hurts for them because, I mean, you know, they gave it everything they had. And, you know, just a couple plays here or there, just couldn't finish the deal.
Absolutely there, and really it was a slow pace coming in from the onset there. Both teams looked, you could tell they were very nervous coming in for a lot of them, extended playing time in their first state tournaments, even though both teams were returning state tournament teams, but you could just tell it in the first period of long possessions, and that kind of carried on throughout the entire night.
I don't know if it's nerves right there. I think it's just the style of two teams. If you know, if you check the scores, you know, Sabetha has played a lot of those games like that, and we've had our share of 40 games, yeah, too. So I don't know if it's nerves as much as, you know, just kind of style that the game dictated after some pretty decent defense.
It was a pretty good defense. Had kind of some tough shooting starting off from your main cast there with the Bo Hess and Dylan Hutchins. Dylan at that and one and in the third period to give you guys the lead, and it looked like maybe things may take off from there, but he just really couldn't buy a bucket. Bo had some good shots in there that went halfway in and out. You know, Justin had some good looks as well. Just tough shooting overall here tonight.
Well, that's kind of been our problem, you know, a lot of the year. I mean, if you can move on in state, you got to be able to, you know, make baskets whenever you got open shots. And, you know, difference between the really good teams and, you know, just the good teams. And, you know, we've said, you know, a lot of the year we kind of struggle offensive-wise. But, you know, the thing that, you know, the little kids and the middle school kids can look at this group and say is, you know, they played as hard as they can. You know, that's a lot of the battle right there, is playing as hard as you can. So, you know, proud of them for the effort. You know, we just, you know, we're blessed with, you know, with Seth Curry shooting, I guess.
Yeah, but no, great effort for your team tonight, though. Tough loss, but to get to state here, not returning a whole lot, just one starter from last year, seemed like you said they have to be awful proud. And just losing two seniors off this year's team with Dylan Hutchins, who's contributed a lot over the last 3 years for the varsity, and Drake McCray, who has for the last 2 years.
It is. I mean, it's tough for those two guys because they know their basketball's over. You know, for the other guys, you know, got to get to work because the league is dominated by good juniors. You know, if you look at Holcomb, you look at Hugoton, looking at enrollment, you know, Scott City's probably going to be right there in that 4A Division II. So, you know, unless there's a mass migration, you know, one way or the other, either in or out of Western Kansas, you know, Scott City's going to be paired with two pretty good basketball teams next year. So, you know, and Coach Gentry, you know, I hope he gets the head coaching job. There's been no word, but, you know, he should be the guy. And, you know, he'll put in work, and he's going to coach him up.
You bet. So, of course, this is your final game. 20 years in Scott City, 12 state tournament trips, 5 state championships, and quite a few state places. About 3 runners-up and a fourth-place finish, and a great run in 20 years for you, Coach. And I know it's been a great run for you. It's been great working with you here the last 6-7 years here, and I hate to see it come to an end, but it's been a great run and great to end at state.
It's time. I mean, it's time for Brian to be a head coach, and you know, it's time for me to watch my guys as far as my own family. And, you know, I have no regrets as far as, you know, the way that the game went. Of course, I wanted to win, but at the same time, you know, our guys battled. And, you know, they have nothing to be ashamed of. And, you know, big thanks to the Scott City community. I mean, I've had a lot of support. There's always been good talk, you know, as far as, you know, how they appreciate our guys playing. And, you know, around the state, I don't know how many, you know, people I saw tonight that have been acquaintances from different state tournaments, mm-hmm, and coaching buddies and stuff like that. So I'm good with where I am. I just wish we would have played, you know, another game or two.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach, for everything over the last few years. It's been great working with you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Adam.